¿Estás pensando en tus vacaciones soñadas este verano temiendo el costo? Con iBora recibes reembolsos en todas tus compras. Así puedes tomar más tiempo creando recuerdos este verano y menos tiempo soñando hacerlos. Ahora mismo, iBora ofrece a nuestros oyentes $5 solo por probar iBora usando el código La Música cuando te registras. Simplemente ve a App Store o Google Play Store y descarga la aplicación gratuita de iBora para empezar a ganar reembolsos. Usa el código La Música. Eso es IBOTTA en Google Play o App Store y usa el código La Música.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Tens of thousands of people are in Milwaukee attending the Republican National Convention, where Donald Trump has been formally nominated for president. And he announced that Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, author of Hillbilly Elegy, will be his running mate. Trump made his first public appearance since the shooting at the last week, he appeared at the convention last night with a bandaged ear. Our reporter Josh Crosby is there to capture the atmosphere around Milwaukee.
The Democrats spent over $175 billion, your tax dollars, to secure Ukraine's borders. But they tell us the border wall is too expensive.
Some of the messages being addressed to those attending the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The theme for day one of the event was Make America Wealthy Again, and as such, there was a focus on inflation. But the feeling outside the convention is hitting a different tone.
My name is Christy Bryan. I'm from Milwaukee, so I traveled about 2 miles to be
okay,
here.
Okay, you didn't have too far to go.
No, I did
and
not.
And what's brought you out here today, though?
I am really upset about the United States' support for Israel and the bombing of the people of Gaza. I think the indiscriminate bombing of that's killing tens of thousands of innocent people is just horrendous and unthinkable, and I can't believe that very few of our political leaders are taking a position against it, either Republicans or Democrats.
So where do you find a solution if red and blue are not representing your...
Keep the pressure on them and keep telling them that they better start opposing U.S. aid to Israel. And I think there's some movement on the part of some of our representatives. I'm also here in the issue of Cuba. The United States blockade against Cuba is a really vicious and mean-spirited attack on the right of the Cuban people to have the kind of government that they want, not what we want them to have.
I'm Sue. I'm here with Code Pink.
But when it comes to women's rights, what are you not satisfied with at the moment? And what needs to change in America?
As a mother, I absolutely fear for my daughter and just the fact that our health care is slowly stripping away. And my wife is here with me, so we see it from that angle as well, that we don't think they could take our marriage away, but I mean there are places that if the Republicans get their way, there will be places that don't recognize our marriage.
Biden has your vote?
Because we don't have a better candidate, yes. We are not voting for Trump.
More than 100 organizations have registered to demonstrate this week in Milwaukee, and they're also being met with counter-protests. The speakers at the convention come from various backgrounds, and the same goes for those supporting Trump, including Rajani Ravandran, who is running for the U.S. Senate in the state of Wisconsin for the Republican Party. Rajani has a personal perspective on immigration.
We do not have safe borders. United States of America is not a sovereign nation. As long as we don't have safe borders, we don't have national sovereignty, we do not have a national security. We are having a fentanyl crisis in this nation. Our young generations are addicted to fentanyl and they are dying. We have to stop that. I am a mother. I have 3 children. And I care about the future of my children and I care about the future of my nation. This is our home.
And you think that Trump is the person to address some of those issues?
I do believe with all my heart President Trump is the capable person to deal with these issues. We are the greatest capitalist country in the world. Right now, we do not have a strong leadership in this country. President Trump needs to come back and take the Oval Office.
And what's the election campaign been like? What kind of reaction are you getting on the doors?
That is a really nice question because I am an unlikely candidate. Republican Party never had a candidate like me. I am a regular mom. In fact, I am a single mom with 3 children. I am a homelessness survivor. I am a domestic violence survivor.
You immigrated to the United States yourself?
Yes.
You still believe that some of the Trump policies on immigration are the correct procedures to go forward with?
Yes, I do believe. In fact, I am really disgusted with the invasion happening in our country. And that's another reason. I immigrated here legally, fulfilling all the laws and regulations of this country. Right now, with this open border, the people are coming into this country. This is not immigration. This is invasion.
But even using the term invasion, like, would people like yourself who would have immigrated from India, would they not have been abused or insulted with that kind of language before, no?
They will not, because I met with a lot of legal immigrants. Legal immigrants from India, legal immigrants from Mexico, legal immigrants from Philippines. And they all are really upset with the current situation because we waited years and years. We went through all the legal hurdles to come here and we embrace the culture of United States. We are Americans and we are willing to pay a price to keep our citizenship.
Another man I met with outside the convention who says he's not your typical Republican is Billy Pollard from Georgia. Billy is here to support Trump and sell some bumper stickers along the way. He says it's not always easy being a black Republican.
I've been in the Republican Party since the Reagan days. Donald Trump is a man of his word. When he says something, he does it. He keeps his word, and that's very important to a voter.
And what about his views maybe on immigration or some of his policies? Does that sit comfortably with you,
I'm overly comfortable with it due to the fact that I love to see him leave the country, 13 million people. Entered our country illegally. I like to see him get them out, and I think he will.
As an African-American, then, do all...
It's very difficult being black, being a Republican, among the black people, because we've been conditioned to stay a Democrat for, maybe 100 years. You know, it was a lot of damage done there. So black people don't, we don't come around real easily because we have a lot of drama, in our brains. A lot of things happen to us in this country.
Do you feel welcome in the Republican Party?
I feel welcome. I think the Republican Party is a very good party.
And will some of your friends or relatives or neighbors, would they ask you why are you following
Trump?
Yeah.
People actually, they say, are you black? I say, the last time I looked at myself, I thought I was black. It's kind of strange when you're a black Republican. It's very difficult. It's not easy. We don't have the protection that Trump had, but I've been assaulted. I've been shot too.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been shot to in the state of Alabama, and I've been iced on my face. I've been punched. But verbally, you always assault it because it's strange for a black man to be a Republican. It's not accepted.
And who are you being attacked by?
Well, you be attacked by your own. Your black people. Black people. Black people attack you because they can't accept it.
From Billy's bumper stickers to the flags and hats, merchandise is as much a feature of this event as the speeches themselves. Inside the convention, I met with Anthony Montgomery from the 365 campaign. He travels across the country selling Trump wear and was at the rally on Saturday when gunshots started firing out.
We've traveled, man, I don't know. We came from Pennsylvania, so we came from the last rally where they tried to assassinate our president. And from there, it was about eight hours.
So you were there at the shooting?
I was. It sounded like fireworks at first. I couldn't believe it. It felt surreal, you know. But once we found out that, President Trump was okay, it was like a big fresh air.
The moment it happened, what was the sense of panic like in the air? Where did you go yourself?
So me personally, it sounded like fireworks. So I didn't know. And then once Secret Service started running and everybody got down, it was like a stampede. The crowd was running. It was crazy. It was crazy. So,
and then trying to pack up your stuff, you probably had to go back in then.
Well, for me, it's a slow pace for me. So I'm one of the last people to actually leave. So I'm there till hours after the rally's already over with. So
it doesn't put you off coming to future events?
Not at all. I'm here for the process. What I see is when a president is doing right for the country, of course they're going to try and take attempts of taking him out. And he's right for the country,
So talk to me about some of the products you have here for sale and what are the most popular items.
Okay, so... I have some shirts, I got hats, a little bit of everything. These are my shirts. My most popular item is I'm voting for the felon right there. I Make America Great Again hats are the most popular hats. We also have the shoes as well.
You have the famous shoes.
Yes,
the famous
I do.
Shoes. So show me these.
I have the famous Trump shoes. I only have two pairs left.
And what are they retailing at?
So we actually sell them for $600. We only have two pairs left. We sold 9 in Miami. It's been crazy. Spreading the word, making America great again.
Donald Trump made his first public appearance at the convention since the shooting on Saturday. He sat at the side along with Ohio's J.D. Vance, who's been nominated for vice president. Those in attendance are confident this is the year of the Republican elephant.
And I am here tonight to tell you that we have a solution. Elect Donald J. Trump as the 47th president of the United States. Only President Trump can unite us and restore our economy, rebuild our southern border, and regain our standing in the world.
Some of the enthusiasm at the Republican National Convention last night. And Josh Crosby will have more coverage from Milwaukee right throughout the week.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.